Hey, what's happening, everybody? Over the past few weeks, I've been talking about different horror stories about buyers or sellers. I'm going to continue that trend as we get closer to Halloween, and this week I'm talking about real-life horror stories from agents in the field. This first story comes from an agent who had a seller who was born on Halloween. And they were like super into it. Like so into it that he couldn't hardly take any photos of the interior of the house because this guy had it decorated with skulls, creepy dolls, and all sorts of horrible things. He was able to get some good photos to get people out to the house to take a look, but unfortunately, once they set foot inside the door, they didn't want to continue looking at anything else. Okay, this story comes to you about a pre-foreclosure deal that a buyer bought. Everybody calls me on these all the time when they see them on Zillow. They think it's probably going to be a good deal. In all actuality, it's probably not the deal that this buyer hoped for. When they went to take a look at it, everything looked like it was probably okay. Obviously, the carpet had been ripped out, there was just subflooring visible, and there was a beat up old fridge in the middle of the kitchen and clothes piled in the bathtub. Overall, everything else looked pretty good, so this buyer decided it was okay to purchase this property without having it inspected. Big mistake. Once they took ownership, they started finding more and more problems, including finding out that they had a lot of asbestos inside the home that needed professional remediation, and the radon levels inside the house were extremely high and had to be taken care of as well. Here's something that a lot of people don't think about. As a real estate agent, we're going into lots of empty, unfamiliar homes. We're not really sure where everything is, don't necessarily know where the light switches are, and sometimes things can come up that are a little surprising. Imagine being inside a home that you think is completely empty and no one else is there, and you turn on a light to find a mannequin staring back at you. Let's face it, it's probably not as scary as you initially thought it might be, but when you see the shape of a body in a dark room when you think you're all alone, it gets a little bit creepy at times. Okay, we've already talked about the fact that foreclosed homes aren't necessarily always the deal that you expect they might be. And let's face it, they're definitely not known for their cleanliness. But this couple got a little bit more than they bargained for when they went to take a look at this foreclosed property. Apparently, the previous owner was a little upset that they weren't able to keep their home, so they ripped out some of the fixtures in the house and unfortunately left piles of feces in the bedrooms. Now, whether that was human or animal, this couple didn't stick around to find out, but needless to say, that was one disgusting find. Many times in the past, I've talked about how important it is to make sure your home smells okay before people go in and take a look. This San Diego, California agent was showing a property and it was going extremely well. The couple seemed really interested in the property and then they went to check out the in-law suite. Unfortunately, this agent described the smell as having a dozen teenage boys living in there without any form of housekeeping whatsoever. Definitely a major turnoff, and those buyers decided to pass on that home. Hey, thanks for checking out this episode of the Aaron Advantage podcast and listening to these real life horror stories from the real estate industry.